This is VOA News via remote China. Protests did not slow down Sunday in Myanmar, a day after security forces shot dead two people at a demonstration in the country's second biggest city. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Another large protest took place in Mandalay near a dockyard where the two protesters were killed by police a day earlier. Many of the protesters, like those who were killed, are workers from the railway or truckers and civil servants who've been taking part in a civil disobedience campaign against the junta. A funeral was also held for a young woman who was killed by police in the capital Naypyidaw on February the 9th, 2 days before her 20th birthday. Her death was the first confirmed death amongst thousands of protesters who've rallied against the February 1st coup that toppled the elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi. When her body was released, a long motorized procession began a drive to the cemetery. In Yangon, Myanmar's biggest city, about 1,000 demonstrators honored the woman under an elevated roadway. I'm Karen Chamas.
Seven election workers were killed during Niger's presidential vote on Sunday. A local election official says their vehicle struck a landmine, marring a day meant to usher in the country's first democratic transition of power. The West African country regularly suffers attacks by Islamist militants and had stepped up security to protect the poll, in which ruling party candidate Mohamed Bazoum is facing former President Mahamane Ousmane. Sunday's vote is expected to Ousmane scored 17% of the vote, while Bazoum scored 39.3% of the previous vote that happened in December. Bazoum is backed by the candidates who came third and fourth in the first round. Crowds of voters in